So as we come upon ourselves, so when they say come upon ourselves, they don't mean the lower self, they mean the higher self. They're saying there's going to be a reach. So as we come upon ourselves, we're going to extend ourselves. We're going to reach strongly. We're going to reach broadly. So we're going to reach beyond past circumstances. So we want to remember that we're not just sort of trotting along on a linear timeline, that we're they're saying getting up and go, but we're advancing. And so the more that we can do this with the sunshine, meaning that we receive the light, we receive the kind gestures, we receive the like outstretched hands. So you can just even imagine an outstretched hand of your higher self, or angel wings, or a spiral staircase, or anything where it's just the next natural progression to go beyond, to transfer your focus, to transfer your consciousness, to transfer your due consideration. Because the more that we remember that we can touch the stars, in other words, we came from the stars, we came from other star systems. And so it's really an easy gesture. It's really an easy assimilation to return back. So it's not like we're trying to create something anew that hasn't already existed. This is so very, very important to help us return to our whole semblance, to our whole self, is to really recognize we're simply returning. So it's sort of like we were in a higher awareness, we came down to a lower one to process energies, to really sort of clear things up. And so because of our heavenly stretch, because of our heavenly association, because we came from higher consciousness initially, that it's simply a simple gesture or a gentle reach. Now, it may not feel simple at all sometimes when we've got like the karmic winds going and the emotions and the mind and all that. But this is the whole point, that there's a lot of turbulence and there's a lot of, oh, I would just call it like almost like things in your face to kind of keep you confused, to keep you hell-bent, to keep you secure in your past seating. So we want to remember that it really has to do with our request. It has to do with our next right turn. It has to do with our leap of faith. So anything where instead of, like just looking down or just walking in an unconscious manner, that we're looking abroad, we're stepping ahead. And so when they say stepping ahead, it's almost like with a gleam in our eye or like a skip in our steps. So something where we're already graduating energetically. So it's like before we even arrive there, we have that very presence. We have that combined assertion. So it's sort of like, I know there's more and I'm ready for that. Because we want to remember, as long as we stay attached, as long as we stay constricted, as long as we stay tied down, then we're never going to take that leap. We're never going to march along. We're never going to go beyond, because we're going to still keep attending to this false, small, limited aspect of self. But we want to remember that all that is already past tense. And so the more that we remember we're already on the move, the more that we remember to be kind to ourselves and to be truly devoted, then this gives our requirement to have it all. And so when we have it all, when we have that full broadcast, when we go beyond past circumstance, we engage our consciousness in our new capacity, in our new rite of passage, in our new freedom. But again, remembering it's new from the given consciousness that we've been working with. But in terms of our oversoul, in terms of who we are on a soul level, it's all one and the same, like regardless. In other words, we're simply getting more of who we actually are. So there's going to be like, it's new, but it's already invested for. It's already waiting for us. It's almost like you put down a sweater, I'm going to go take a walk, watch my things. And so we've taken this walk for many decades here. And so now it's like we're going to pick up the sweater. We're going back to where we came from. So anything where it doesn't feel nearly as impossible as it used to, because we want to remember with the light that's upon the planet, with the shifts that are ongoing, it's really our next step. It's our next destination. It's almost like stops that you make on a train or whatever. It's like, oh, my stops in three steps. I better get organized. I better get ready. I better gather my belongings and get ready to advance. So the more that we see this as necessary, proper, we wouldn't expect anything else, this is really going to help us to lead the way, because we want to remember that there's a lot of, they're saying there are various energies in the collective, and some, of course, are trying to hold on for dear life. And then there's some that are aware that there are going to be shifts and changes, but they just stay in fear. So it's like, oh no, Chicken Little. Oh no, what's coming? Oh no, this is going to be bad. So we don't want either of those two first categories. We want that third one that's really properly prepared, where, yeah, it may be like a little rocky, but this is why we're getting ready. This is why we're moving into better circumstance. This is why we're getting ready to dance. This is why we're professing our light. This is why we're graduating with intensity. So when they say intensity, it's not to confuse us or to scare us or whatever. It's more of like their intensity, my word would be passion. So the more that we have passion for what's coming next, the more that we have passion for our internal sunshine, meaning our light, the more we have passion for that higher consciousness, then we could get triggered all over the place, but that's just our initial approach. That's just our first stop. But we want to remember that we're going to the completion. So I think we said like we're going to the third stop. So the first stop may be the old voice. And then the second stop may be, okay, there's another way, but I forget, and I don't know if I can do it, and it seems like a lot today. Maybe I should still sit down. But then the third stop, the third try, is where we finally manage. And the reason we manage is we've been equipped to manage all along. It's been the joy of the soul all along, is to come into these lower consciousness, to come into this lower occurrence, and again, to transmute, to find our way into our heavenly bliss, into our heavenly lifestyle. And so we're all doing that by and by, and they're just showing me, oh my gosh, that Monopoly get out of jail free card, because we all have one of those cards where we're not trying to leave Earth, we're not yelling at 3D reality, we're soon to find our way because we're stepping into the light, we're stepping into higher consciousness, we're stepping in to our full broad stroke. So we wanna, like, they're saying to play that for keeps, but in addition for keeps, it's like really recognizing that it's actually who we've been all along. So it's sort of like love Earth, but I know I'm holding a different frequency. I know I'm of a higher vibration. And so it's sort of like, well, where do I naturally belong? Where's my favorite place? And so we're simply returning to that sunshine. So allow yourself to be transferred. Allowing yourself to be transferred is you've got grace all about you. So the more that you say yes, and saying yes is, how would I say this? It's like we all have people, places, and things in our life. But the more that you have it with open palm instead of grip fear. Like if we're holding things with grip fear, like I have to hold on to this or there's no way I'm going to survive or be happy or whatever. That's fear-based. And then that's when things are going to rumble, because if you're holding it onto it with fear, that fear cannot graduate a 5D consciousness. It just cannot come along. So each of us are attending to any of these places where we think our security is somehow outside of this, in a relationship, in our bank account, in our job, in our health, like whatever it is. It's so the more that we have everything that we have, with open palm, where our divine self is included. So what serves me to stay, let it stay. What serves me to depart, I want whatever my higher self wants. So we're really like signing on the dotted line. We're really climbing on board and allowing that higher self to graduate with earnest. In other words, really be part of our package, really be part of our traveling kindness. In other words, to really be part of our favored lifestyle. From this point on, and so each of us are sort of being tapped on the shoulder in a way, wherever we have forgotten to submit, wherever we have forgotten to offer. It's sort of like, this is what I have, this is what I think keeps me happy and healthy and wise and all that. But you know, it's all in your good favor. So what you say to keep, we keep. What you say to release, we release. And so we're really aligning and trusting with that higher indicative, with that higher surrender. So the more that we understand that divine plan, that divine assertion is already, what would the word? It's almost like, oh, I don't know, if you take a napkin and you like shake it out so it's like totally open, or a placemat or a tablecloth or whatever, that's basically what they're showing us, is where like it's already figured out. Like our higher self already has it all well managed. And so what we're doing is aligning or joining. And so they're showing me partnership and alliance, because this is what we're doing now. And so we're doing it with God's good favor. So God is God, your God self, your goddess, your I am presence. But remembering, the more that we can remember, there is so much support helping us graduate, helping us to be strong, helping us to overcome that those old energies. Some of us like have a tendency to anger, some of us procrastination out of fear, but whatever it is, we want to remember, the more we surrender and touch these, surrender to these energies, that they, when I say touch, it's like they're touching my third eye and the, oh my gosh, the light. It's really getting very beautiful here. But it's being like self-activated. In other words, whatever we need to see, whatever we need to know, it's being assorted, it's being distributed, it's being assembled. So the more that we remember, we're already being activated, we're already being given, we're already being accompanied, we're already becoming accustomed to our new insight, to our new broadcast, to our new vicinity. And so remember, when we hold that broadcast bright, when we hold that frequency with intention, then this is where the shifting in our lives occur very, very, very easily. So instead of like working, you know, 18-hour days trying to manifest something, we're aligning, we're attuning, we're like assuming that natural convenience. So allow yourself to shift hands with ease, with grace, and they're saying with finality. So it's sort of like, there's nothing back there that I need. There's nothing in the past tense that's amusing. There's nothing that really holds my attention a long while. So again, releasing, letting go, and opening up to new discoveries. So as we receive, again, they're ending in our heart chakra. And when I'm looking at the heart chakra, there's just like a twinkling. So it's like being activated. So we want to remember, this is about opening the heart to ourselves, to all others. How would I finish that? When I'm looking at the heart chakra awakening, how would I say this? If we all could just have a little willingness more, is what they're saying. Like just a little teeny tiny, a little bit extra of willingness. Our guides, the masters, are very much helping us to see beyond our mind, like how our mind sees things or our first impression. But we have to, what would be the word? I'm going to say surrender. It's like surrendering to something greater, surrendering to this greater witness that knows more. Remember, we're so used to functioning out of the mind and what we see with our physicality, our physical sight. And so remembering that the heart's awakening and it's going to show us more. So we want to be interested. The more that we can stay interested, the more that we can stay open, that seems to help us greatly. They're just showing me the healing card, so that's working nicely. So remember the light in your heart. Remember the awakening of the heart. For whatever reason, there's somebody that's really going to shift in a huge way. I'm going to say in the next 24 hours, I would be shocked if it took longer than that. Like when I'm looking at it, it's just like about open. It's just so beautiful. So receive, receive, receive. And so it is.